Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
My Weird Prompts is an AI-generated podcast produced by Daniel Rosehill, a verified human with documentation to prove it. While every effort is made to ensure our AI hosts draw from credible sources and run on cutting-edge models, they do occasionally make things up with alarming confidence. As with everything in life, and especially this podcast, treat all claims as spurious until confirmed to be not. Daniel, Herman and Korn accept no responsibility for any decisions made based on the confident ramblings of our artificial presenters. Now, today's episode.
Hello there, Herman and Korn. So I'd love to talk today about a particular form of AI workflow that I think is very interesting, but kind of falls a little bit between the gaps. When we're talking about conversational AI, we had a good podcast about the difference between conversational and instructional models. And a lot of the AI technologies at the forefront of innovation at the moment are agentic AI, which is kind of autonomous execution. And then we have, of course, our chat interfaces, like our beloved tools like ChatGPT and Gemini, that simulate a conversation. And there's one implementation of AI that doesn't really fit neatly into either of these categories. And it's what I would call, and I've seen described elsewhere, as a single turn interface. Because I'm always trying to aim this podcast at folks who are also down the AI rabbit hole and those who are more well adjusted to life. A turn is a term you'll see in AI that basically means a turn in the conversation. So for example, if I'm talking to a chatbot and I say, "That's great," and then the chatbot will say, "Anything else I can help you with today?" Each of those would be two turns in the conversation. And a single turn interface is an example, where I create a workflow with an AI tool. I might be using an instructional model, but I specifically don't want there to be any more than one turn in the generation. So an example might be if I'm using N8N or Relay.app, another tool I really, really like, in order to create an AI workflow. Let's say I'm asking the AI tool, this workflow will run once a day. It'll search, get the search results for a certain keyword in the news, and then it'll send a automated media summary to a group of recipients. In this case, the way I'd build that workflow would be the first stage, the action would be a time every morning at X a.m. There might be a search stage from something like Perplexity or Tavili or any of the search engine APIs. And then sending that to an instructional model with a prompt like, "Your task is to summarize the news and provide a summary using writing it in HTML. And then the final stage in that automation would be sending that email out. Now, in that HTML, what I need in this kind of a workflow is that the AI agent is going to generate one single HTML has the whole thing. Now, if that agent simply adds one line to that generation, like, "Sure, here's the HTML that you requested," it ruins the whole workflow, because you can have stuff like human in the loop, but if you don't have that safeguard, you're going to send out an email that's going to start with, "Hi Daniel, here's the generation that you requested," and that would look really amateur and etc. You can imagine all the potential repercussions of that. So a single turn interface is workflows like this, where you're really trying to constrain it to not kind of put in any of those friendly messages and just have the model instructed that, no, you've one go, and that's the end of the task. There's no conversation. So something I'm looking at, one of the API specs that OpenAI have, and there's something that was very much associated, you see sometimes, and that's an endpoint for chat completions. You have an endpoint, different endpoints for that models will use, and one of them is responses, and then there's chat completion. So sometimes I see that you actually have tools that support explicitly batch inference and this kind of a workflow. So it kind of makes it easier that you don't need to build around it or try to define in the system prompting these kind of instructions, like you're not conversational, you don't ask questions, which even with kind of your best efforts at JSON output constraining, often I find, you know, you might get 90% success and 10% of the time the model just ignores it anyway. And you know, that 10% can be way too high of an error rate for a production use case. So I'd love to talk today about these single turn interfaces, as I call them. I also like them a lot for, in fact, this podcast is arguably, if in the category, I send in a prompt, I ask Gemini to generate the entire podcast transcript. I then use, I'm now using Fish Audio to do the text to speech. So it's all Gemini gets a instruction that you have to give the whole thing back, and it's not a conversational interface. So I know that's been a lot of information and detail, but I'd love to talk about the continuation of these endpoints for completions as opposed to chat, and the best ways for those who are creating these single turn interfaces in AI systems to get results that are as reliable as can be in achieving this kind of a desired response pattern.
Welcome back to My Weird Prompts, the podcast where our producer Daniel Rosehill sends us genuinely interesting ideas about technology and we just talk about them. I'm Korn and I'm here with my co-host Herman Poppleberry. Herman, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Though I have to say, when I first read this prompt, I thought Daniel might be overthinking things. But then I actually dug into it and realized this is genuinely a gap in how we talk about AI implementations.
Yeah, so today we're talking about something that's kind of been nagging at the back of my mind too, but I didn't have a name for it until now. It's this concept of single-turn interfaces in AI workflows. And honestly, it's way more important than it sounds on the surface.
Exactly. Most of the conversation around AI right now is either about conversational interfaces, you know, ChatGPT, back and forth dialogue, or about agentic AI, which is autonomous systems making decisions and taking actions without human input between steps. But there's this whole third category that doesn't fit neatly into either box.
Right, so let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly. A turn in AI conversation is basically a back and forth exchange, yeah? Like, if I ask a question and the AI responds, that's two turns?
Exactly. Turn one is your input, turn two is the AI's response. In a traditional chatbot conversation, you can have dozens or hundreds of turns as you iterate and refine, but in a single turn interface, you're deliberately constraining the workflow so that there's only one output from the AI, and it needs to be perfect because there's no conversation happening afterward.
And the reason that matters is, okay, so Daniel's example was about automated news summaries, right? You've got a workflow that runs every morning, pulls news articles about a specific keyword, sends them to an AI to summarize, and then emails that summary out. If the AI just adds one of those friendly conversational lines like, sure, here's your summary, suddenly your email looks unprofessional.
Exactly, and that's the problem. Most instruction-based AI models are trained to be helpful and conversational, which means they naturally want to add those pleasantries. But in a workflow context, you don't want that. You want just the raw output, in this case, the HTML email content, nothing else.
So it's like the AI has been trained to be a conversationalist, but you're asking it to be a machine that just produces output.
Well, I'd push back slightly on that framing. It's not that the AI is being asked to stop being intelligent. It's that you're constraining the interface to a single transactional moment. The intelligence is still there, but there's no room for the conversational wrapper that the model naturally wants to add.
Okay, but here's what I'm wondering. Can't you just use a system prompt to tell the AI not to add those extra lines? Like, just instruct it in the prompt to output only the HTML?
You can try, and sometimes it works. But here's where it gets tricky. Instruction following in large language models is imperfect. The model is fundamentally trained to be helpful and to communicate in natural language. You can tell it not to, and it'll usually comply. But there's always a risk of prompt injection, misinterpretation, or just the model deciding that being helpful means adding context.
In a single turn workflow where you can't correct it downstream, that risk is amplified.
That's fair.
So it's not just a prompt engineering problem, it's a fundamental mismatch between how these models are designed and what you're asking them to do in this context.
Right, and I think that's why this concept is worth talking about separately. It's its own design pattern. You're not really doing conversational AI, and you're not really doing autonomous agentic AI. You're doing something different. You're using an AI model as a component in a larger automated system.
Okay, so let's talk about where this shows up in the real world. Besides the new summary example, what are other cases where you'd want a single-turn interface?
Oh, tons. Content generation at scale is a big one. Imagine you're running an e-commerce site and you want to automatically generate product descriptions for thousands of items. You feed the AI the product specs and you need it to output just the description. No, here's your product description wrapper. You send that directly to your database. If the AI adds conversational text, your database gets polluted.
Right, and that scales poorly. If you've got 10,000 products and each one gets that extra line, you're now storing garbage data across your entire catalog.
Exactly. Or think about code generation. If you're using an AI to generate code snippets as part of a CI/CD pipeline, and the model outputs something like, here's the function you requested, followed by the actual code, now you've got syntax errors in your build process.
Oh wow, yeah. That would just break everything.
Data extraction is another one. You might be running a workflow where you feed the AI unstructured text like an email or a document, and you need it to extract specific information and output it in JSON format. If it adds any conversational preamble, your JSON is malformed and the next step in your workflow fails.
So it's not just about aesthetics or professionalism, it's about the entire workflow collapsing if the AI doesn't stay in its lane.
Exactly. Which is why I think this deserves to be recognized as a distinct design pattern. It's not a minor thing.
But here's what I'm wondering, and I might be oversimplifying this, so feel free to correct me. Isn't this just instruction following? Like, we already know how to tell AI models to do specific things?
Well, hold on, that's not quite right. Instruction following is part of it, but the challenge is reliability. You can instruct an AI to do almost anything, but in a conversational interface, if it fails, the human is right there to catch it and correct it. In a single-turn workflow, there's no human in the loop at that moment. The output goes directly into the next step or directly to a user, so the stakes are higher.
Okay, that's a fair distinction. It's not just about what the AI can do, it's about what happens when it doesn't do it perfectly.
Right, and there's another layer too, context. In a conversational interface, you can give the AI lots of context because the human is there to parse it and ask clarifying questions. In a single-turn interface, you have to be much more precise and constrained in your prompt because the AI can't ask for clarification. It has to get it right the first time.
So it's almost like the constraint forces you to think about the problem differently?
Absolutely. You can't be vague. You can't rely on the AI to interpret ambiguous instructions. You have to be crystal clear about what you want and what you don't want.
Let's take a quick break from our sponsors.
Are you tired of your AI workflows talking too much? Introducing Silent Flow Pro Time, the revolutionary workflow optimizer that uses patented shut-up technology trademark to force your AI models into compliance. Simply integrate Silent Flow Pro trademark into your NAN or make.com automation and watch as your models learn to stop chatting and start producing. Users report 94% fewer unnecessary words in their outputs, or maybe it was 94% of users reported fewer unnecessary words. We honestly can't remember. Silent Flow Pro trademark doesn't actually do anything, but your team will feel like you're on the cutting edge of workflow optimization. Available in three flavors, silent, very silent, and please just give me the HTML. BY now.
All right, thanks, Larry. Anyway, where were we?
Right, so we were talking about how single-turn interfaces force you to be more precise, but I'm curious, are there tools or models that are specifically designed for this, or are people just hacking together solutions with the tools they have?
It's mostly the latter, honestly. People are using general-purpose instruction models like GPT-4 or Claude and just trying to constrain them through prompting. Some tools like N8N or Zapier have added features to help, but there's no mainstream tool that's specifically built around the single-turn paradigm.
That seems like a gap, though. Like, if this is becoming a common pattern, shouldn't someone build a purpose-built solution for it?
Maybe, but I'm not sure it's as simple as that. The fundamental challenge is that you're asking a conversational model to be non-conversational. You can build UI around it, but you're still fighting against the model's training. What you might need is a different class of model altogether, something that's specifically fine-tuned to produce single-turn outputs without the conversational wrapper.
But that seems wasteful, right? Why train a whole new model when you can just tell the existing one not to do the thing?
Because telling it not to do the thing doesn't always work, and when it fails silently. The model still outputs something that looks plausible, but it's got that extra line of text that breaks your workflow. That's actually worse than it failing loudly and erroring out, because you might not catch it for a while.
That's a good point. So the reliability question is the real issue here.
Yeah, in a conversational context, a little chattiness is fine, endearing. Even in an automated workflow, it's a bug.
Okay, so let's think about this from a practical standpoint. If someone's listening to this and they're building workflows right now, what should they be thinking about? What are the best practices for single-turn interfaces?
First, be explicit in your prompts. Don't assume the model will understand what you don't want. Tell it exactly what format you want and nothing else. Second, test extensively. Run the workflow multiple times and inspect the output. Third, consider adding validation steps downstream. Check that the output matches your expected format before it goes to the next step.
So, like, add a safeguard?
Exactly. You could add a step that checks whether the output is valid JSON or valid HTML or whatever your use case requires. If it fails validation, you can either retry, alert a human, or fall back to a default. That way, even if the AI adds conversational text, you catch it before it breaks anything.
That makes sense. But doesn't that add latency to the workflow?
It can, depending on how you implement it. But I'd argue that a small amount of latency is worth the reliability gain. In Daniel's news summary example, if the workflow takes an extra second to validate the HTML before sending the email, that's not a big deal. But if the email goes out with malformed HTML because you skipped validation, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so I'm thinking about the broader implications here. As AI workflows become more common and more businesses rely on them, does this single-turn interface pattern become more or less important?
More important, I'd say. As automation scales, the cost of failures goes up. If you're running a workflow that touches 10,000 records a day, and even 1% of them fail because the AI added conversational text, that's 100 failures a day. That's not acceptable.
Right, so this is actually a scaling problem. It's not a big deal if you're running a workflow for yourself, but if you're running it for a business, it matters a lot.
Exactly, and I think that's why this deserves to be talked about as a distinct pattern. It's not just a minor implementation detail, it's a fundamental challenge in making AI reliable at scale.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jim from Ohio. I've been listening to you two go on about this single-turn nonsense, and I gotta tell you, you're overcomplicating it. Back in my day, we just had programs that did what you told them to do. They didn't chat, they didn't think, they just executed. This whole thing you're talking about is just normal programming. Also, it's been humid as heck here in Ohio lately, just miserable. But anyway, you guys are acting like this is some new invention when it's just basic software engineering.
Well, I appreciate the perspective, Jim, but I think there's a distinction here. Traditional programming languages are deterministic. You tell them exactly what to do, and they do it. AI models are probabilistic. They're trained to be conversational, which means they naturally want to add context and pleasantries. That's a fundamentally different problem.
Yeah, but that's exactly my point. If your AI is doing things you don't want it to do, then you haven't programmed it right. It's not a new category of problem. It's just bad programming.
But Jim, I think what Herman's saying is that the challenge isn't whether you can make the AI do what you want, it's that you have to fight against its training to do it. It's not bad programming, it's a mismatch between what the model is designed for and what you're asking it to do.
Look, I don't buy it, you're making excuses. If the tool doesn't do what you need, use a different tool. Also, my cat Whiskers has been leaving dead mice on my porch, which is its own problem entirely. But my point stands, you're overthinking this.
I hear you, Jim, but I'd actually push back. There aren't really different tools for this. Most instruction models have the same problem. That's kind of the whole point we're making.
All right, well, you guys are wrong, but I appreciate you taking the call. Keep doing the podcast thing, I guess.
Thanks for calling in, Jim. We appreciate it, even if we don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Interesting perspective.
Okay, so beyond the technical side of this, I'm curious about the future. As AI models get better, does the single turn interface problem get better or worse?
That's a great question. In theory, better models should be better at following instructions, including instructions not to add conversational text, but I'm not sure that's what's happening in practice. The models are getting better at being conversational, which might actually make this problem harder.
Interesting. So it's like the more helpful the model becomes, the more it wants to add context.
Potentially, yeah. The models are optimized for user satisfaction, and users generally prefer conversational, friendly responses. So the models are trained to do that. But in a single-turn workflow context, that's exactly what you don't want.
So there's a misalignment between how the models are being trained and how they're being used in workflows.
Exactly, and I think that's a really important point. As AI becomes more embedded in business processes, we're going to see more of this misalignment. The models are being trained for one use case, conversation with humans, but they're being deployed in a completely different use case, automated workflows.
Do you think that's going to drive demand for models that are specifically designed for workflow contexts?
I think it should. Whether it actually happens is another question. There's a lot of money in general purpose models right now, but from a practical standpoint, yeah, I think there's room for models that are specifically fine-tuned for single-turn deterministic outputs.
Okay, so let me try to summarize what we've talked about here. Single-turn interfaces are a distinct category of AI implementation where you're using an AI model as a component in an automated workflow, and you're constraining it to produce a single output with no back-and-forth conversation. The challenge is that most AI models are trained to be conversational, so they naturally want to add pleasantries and context. In a workflow context, that breaks things, so you have to be very explicit about what you want, test extensively, and add validation steps to catch failures.
Yeah, that's a good summary, and I'd add that this is becoming increasingly important as AI workflows scale. The cost of failures goes up, so reliability becomes critical.
And we're probably going to see more tools and models designed specifically for this use case as the pattern becomes more widely recognized?
I think so, yeah, though it might take a while. The industry is still pretty focused on conversational AI and agentic AI, but single-turn interfaces are quietly becoming a big part of how businesses use AI.
All right. Well, that's really interesting. I feel like I have a much better understanding of this now. Thanks for digging into this with me, Herman.
Yeah, it was a good one. I think this is exactly the kind of thing that deserves more attention.
And thanks to everyone listening to My Weird Prompts. If you've got your own weird prompts about technology, AI, or anything else, you can find us on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another topic from our producer. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.